There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, Ross and Marcio.
Ross and Marcio.
Ross and Marcio.
Marcio and Ross. Congrats.
Congratulations.
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 On 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Of Bridge the Atlantic.
I hope you enjoyed your telegram from the Quaid.
100 episodes. Wow.
Man, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Holy shit!
I really didn't think you'd make it this far.
That is incredibly impressive.
That is not a small feat.
Very few podcasts ever get there.
Incredibly inspiring.
That is a big, big win.
You guys kick booty.
And I'm so proud of you guys.
So proud of you guys.
So pumped for you guys.
Let's just keep this thing going forever.
Love you guys so much.
Couldn't happen to two better people.
You guys have been consistent.
The work you do is amazing.
Thank you for your support of the music community.
Thank you for doing what you guys do.
Keep rocking it.
I love Bridge the Atlantic.
I never miss an episode.
Congratulations, you guys.
To 100 more.
We love you guys.
Mwah.
Hope they've been as much fun to make as they are to watch.
Hey guys. Welcome to Bridge. I don't think I am starting it off this time, am I? Okay. Hey, I'll do it. Hey, guys. Welcome to Bridge. Marcio, our show is called Bridge the Atlantic. Say after me, Bridge. Hey, guys. Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic. This is, as you can probably already tell, a bit of a different episode that we're bringing to you guys today. It is a holiday special, a little bit different than usual. Yeah, that would be probably the most accurate way to describe it. I'm not going to tell you how many times Marcio attempted to say the name of our show, which is written on his shirt. Oh, it's fine. You know what? We're just going to leave it right in there. We left it in there. They can just see all my glory of trying. So they're getting an insight into what this show is actually like behind the scenes. And this is true. And if you're watching right now, you're gonna see that. I'm just gonna go ahead and do it. I'm wearing a Snuggie. I'm going to wear a fucking Snuggie. I've done it. You know, I don't know why he's done, but he's done it. If you're listening on listening to the audio right now, you're gonna want to go over to our website. Yeah, you're really missing YouTube, and you'll actually see me wearing a Snuggie right now. This is cozy though. It's cold. It's winter. Seems it's a bit more of a Halloween kind of Snuggie than this is Christmas, true. This is like a Halloween, but this is my version of a Halloween, or this is my version of a holiday Snuggie because it has skulls on it. But it's still a wintry holiday thing though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So hey, I've got a scarf too. Here, let me put the scarf on top. Yeah, you can't forget the scarf. Put that on top. Come on, guys. It'll balance everything out. It's like a Nightmare Before Christmas type of thing. It's like, you know, a Halloween holiday type thing. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Not really, but we're going with it, apparently. Okay, cool. So in case this is the first time you're listening to this, which I doubt, I'm sorry if this is the first time you've been listening to our show. I should probably know that I am singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcio Novelli. Not going to go on the whole spiel today, because most likely you already know who we are if you are listening to our holiday special. Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, we think so, but who knows? You may be a first-time listener, and if you are, welcome. Welcome. And if you are a returning listener, welcome. I'm Ross, Ross Barber-Smith, to give me my full name. And I'm a web designer and owner of Electric Kiwi. And I'm not going to go on the whole spiel. Well, I'm from Canada. We should probably say that. I'm from Canada. You're from Canada. I'm from Scotland. Hence the Bridge, the Atlantic. This show is the bridge. This is kind of like a holiday special slash like behind the scenes. Like you guys can actually get to see how many times we screw up. Hey, oftentimes you screw up too, Russ, in all fairness, but no one's going to get to see that today. You're like on the game. You know, I am the game. You are. Wow. That was a bit of a Walter White moment, wasn't it? It's like, pretty much,
I am the danger
or something. So we're not just going to ramble on. We're going to ramble on. I mean, that's going to continue happening. you know,
it comes with the territory.
Yeah, really. But we actually do have some special treats for you guys today. We do. Well, why don't you let them know, Russ?
Well, we do our interviews, but here's something that most people know: when we end the interview, it's a fake ending. The treats that we've got for you are some of the things we've been doing with a couple of guests after our interviews. Mm-hmm. So we've been playing a couple of little games with some of our recent guests, and we are going to put them up on YouTube separately. But we also thought, why don't we put them all together in a nice little bundle, a gift, if you will.
Oh.
A holiday gift for you to unwrap and enjoy.
That's particularly for our audio listeners, because, I mean, it would be really weird if we just uploaded random audio clips without any sort of explanation.
Probably think that something had gone wrong.
Well, you know, it usually does. That's another thing people don't know.
Yeah.
It's how insane amount of work it goes into making this show. And but although, having said that, you know, we truly appreciate our sponsors and everyone that has signed up to Patreon to help keep the show live. It's quite wonderful and humbling for us, for people to actually open their wallets and metaphorically and give to us, so that we can keep bringing great interviews your way. And speaking of doing great interviews, this is actually, we've officially done near 120 interviews, and we mm-hmm. have officially been doing this for over 2 years. We began this in, I think it was July. I think I presented the idea to you in July 2014.
We started recording in either July or August, yeah. And then we released our first episodes in October.
Mm-hmm. 2014.
14, yeah, 2014. Yeah.
So just over 2 years now that since we launched, since mm-hmm. the and since everyone would know about us, and it's been one hell of a ride. We
yeah, for better and worse.
Well, I mean, you know, this is kind of a cap off, you know, for the year, but also I'd almost look at this as just a celebration of, you know, reaching 100 episodes over the course of 2 years, and 100 plus at this point. It's almost a two-in-one. You know, we want to give you some special treats, but we also want to kind of recap what it's been like doing this show, which has been, it's been awesome. We've connected with people that we would never have a chance to otherwise, I think. And friendships have built, too, out of this, which is mm-hmm. wonderful. You know, genuine friendships. We've enjoyed interviewing just
almost
about
everyone.
Just about everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll let you decide who those handful of people are.
It's a small handful.
Very small handful. Yeah. And you're going to get that.
And yeah, I just to kind of, you know, echo what you've been saying, like when people talk about this show and they ask, you know, what's it like doing the show? And I always say to them, like, the biggest thing that kind of keeps us doing the show, I think, is the connections that we've made and being mm-hmm. able to speak with people that you know, you can't just, like, I mean, you could, but it'd be very weird just to message someone and say, hey, do you want to just jump on Skype and talk, even though we've never spoken to each other before, you don't know anything about me, but let's just have a conversation. And, you know,
yeah,
some people might be up for it, but most people be like, who's this weird, crazy guy? No,
I think they do that anyway with us. But
I think as soon as you say, you know, oh, it's for a podcast or it's for a show. It's, you know, so that we can, you know, share your story with other people.
Right.
They're instantly much more likely to do it. And,
yeah,
you know, it's been great. Sometimes it's been a bit scary, I guess, when we've interviewed people that we've looked up to and who we were fans of
What was the first one for you? Like, I can think of a few for
Nick
me,
Thomas from Spill Canvas, probably, because they were my favorite band when I was 18.
That was 2015, right?
That was one of our, yeah, that was actually quite an early one. I think that was like number 20.
Was it really?
22 or 23, yeah.
I'm going to do the research here. So you're saying number 23?
22 or 23.
Okay, I'm going to see.
Janet Devlin was number 21.
Code. Let's see. We've got, where is he here? All right, where are we? Nick Thomas, 24.
That, wow,
24.
I'm impressed. I was very close, though.
Wow,
do you know what? Actually, you could probably test me, and I could probably
Janet Devlin.
Get within 21.
29.
29?
Yeah, she was actually a couple months after that.
Do another one.
I've got a good one. Even though we launched with Tyler Hilton.
Uh-huh.
He was the first... Well, we launched with Tyler Hilton, Dionne Roy, and Charlotte Erickson, but he was literally the production code number... Or not production code, but release number one. When did we actually interview him? What number?
I think he was 14 or something.
14, where is he? No, 14 was Jay Perry. Let's see, where is he? Tyler Hilton was 19.
19, okay.
Yeah, well, because we had thought that we wanted 20 in the bag before we launched, right? Because we'll always stay ahead.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's been several situations where we are week to week trying to get, you know, everything ready and up. So that we've only missed one. We only missed one Tuesday, wasn't it? One or two Tuesdays.
Yep. And it went up the Wednesday.
We never missed a week.
No.
So I guess we should also say that's why this month there's not going to be an interview up every week. We think after 100 plus episodes in 2 years, we deserve just a little bit of a break. And I mean, like, it's we're still going to be doing work. It's only going to be like a week or two of a break.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it's also, it's very hard to schedule people over the holidays. Who wants to be doing an interview when they've got, you know, shopping to do, family to see, places to travel? It just makes sense, I think, for us just to take a bit of a break and, you know, come back in January with some really awesome stuff, which I... don't really know if we should say anything about what we've got coming up, but you're going to want to stick around because it's pretty sweet.
We did do some special segments with some people. However, we only came up with this idea a month ago. So we really only have 4 specials for everyone. Next year, we'll be more mindful of gathering more, maybe for next year's holiday special. Maybe, fingers crossed. So anyway, I think the first one we did was with JT from Famous Last Words. And we're going to share that with you today. Right now, I guess. So here's our first
attempt. Insert it here.
So we're sitting here talking to JT of Famous Last Words. And we want to play, what are we playing, Ross? We're playing Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah, so the way this game works is... we want JT to tell us some gifts that he's received. Two of them are going to be true. One of them is not. And it's our job to guess which one's not. There are no prizes. You know, unfortunately, I wish there was a prize because I think I would win.
Of course. Cocky as usual.
But we'll see.
Cocky as usual.
All right, JT, let's have it.
Okay. One year I had a puppy. One year I got an Xbox. And then one year I got a pooping reindeer.
Do you want to go first, Ross, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, okay. I think the Xbox is a lie because I think you're a PlayStation guy. Not an Xbox guy.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the pooping reindeer sounds so radical that I think it's actually real. So I'm going to say that you did not get a puppy for Christmas ever.
I did not get an Xbox.
Oh!
Yes!
Yeah, see?
He's right.
Yeah.
You're a PlayStation guy, aren't you?
I'm a PlayStation guy, man.
Oh my god, Russ, come on, man.
I'm just observing. I pay attention. I pay attention to my questions, and I know you said PlayStation, so that was my hint. I was like...
I think I like Ross better now.
I know, apparently. I get it.
Yes, I won that one. Yeah. Okay.
You're ridiculous. So
it was great talking to JT. He was a really sweet guy, and he was our guinea pig for our game. And basically, if the game went well, we would do more, and if the game didn't do well, we would still do more. And I think it went pretty well. So I'm quite happy with how that turned out.
Well, I want to ask you a question, Laraz. You said that. Who was the first kind of highlight for you?
Nick Thomas from Spillcase, because they were one of my favorite bands when I was younger. But I mean, there's been so many highlights, really.
I wasn't prepared for how much of a fan base Janet Devlin had, actually. She was one of the biggest
guests
we had.
I knew over here how popular she was because of X Factor. Really, her fan base grew more after that.
Yeah, it was because of us.
But,
We made you, Janet. No, we had her early on, actually. We got her, I think we looked at it, it was like 29. And that's quite early for a podcast, well, a web show and podcast that, you know, we really didn't have much of an audience yet. And her people were very kind to us, very sweet. Mm-hmm. And still, she came back for the Halloween special last year. Remember that?
And she got all dressed up and she had like all the props and everything.
Yeah,
she
we also had, who'd we have there? We also had...
And for that, we had James Black from
James Black.
Finger 11.
We had
Andrew DeLeon.
Yes. And Charlotte.
Unfortunately, we couldn't hear Andrew because we had so many connection issues. And that's before we discovered our beloved Zencaster. And Charlotte Erickson, and also they don't really celebrate Halloween in Sweden. So she was not really... She wasn't the ideal guest for that episode. But we still had fun. It was still a good time. But yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, no, you know what? It's been interesting because not only we've interviewed some friends of ours over the last couple of years, but we also interviewed, like we were saying, like people, it went to one extreme to another, like people were comfortable with and know some guests we've had on, I knew, you didn't know, and vice versa. So sometimes we would turn each other on to, you heard me, turn each other on. Sometimes we would turn each other on to that artist. Other times we were surprised by... you know, how nice some people are and also vice versa in very rare occasions, but we won't go on about that. For me, what stands out in my mind as one of the guests that for me was like, wow, this is so cool. One of the early ones that blew my mind was for sure Melora Hardin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both you and I are huge fans of The Office. I
remember the day, right?
Because
Marcio, you're much more organized now. Before, you didn't really pay any attention to our calendar. So Marcio would message me in the morning. He'd be like, oh, do we have any interviews today? And I'd be like, yeah, we've got two interviews today, Marcio. They're this time and this time. And he'd be like, all right, okay. Do you want to send me links to their music? And I was like, well, I think you know this one. And he said, oh, really? Who is it? And I was like, oh, it's Melora Hardin. And he's like, shit, now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
And you were really nervous before. Like, you were like... really nervous.
Yeah, I was.
And I was nervous too because I was a big fan of The Office, and I think we just actually started rewatching it again, and I was just reminded of how terrifying Jan is as a character.
Yeah.
But I'd spoken to a couple of people who'd met Melora or worked with her, so her publicist was like, "You're gonna have a really great time. She's so funny. She's really charismatic. Great personality."
Yeah.
And I was speaking to someone else. It was Suzanne Polinsky, who we had in the show more recently, but she had a friend who was on set with Melora Hardin at some point, and she's like, oh, she's really nice, she's really, really funny. And I was like, I'm terrified because I've just got in my head that she is Jan, then she's going to be just like Jan, and I am just going to be like falling apart and just terrified. But she's nothing like Jan.
No, she's a sweetheart. You say
and
that we had Suzanne more recently, by the way. I'm looking at this now. What do we got? We had Suzanne Polinsky. She's number 77.
Well, more
Melora Hardin
more
was
Laura.
Only 66. She was only 11 interviews after Melora Hardin.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, it's so weird because Melora's interview feels like such a long time ago.
Well, you know what? Melora, I think we did it like a year ago, but released it in like February. I think that's what, because there was a gap where we took a little, like we didn't, like we take.
I think we released it pretty soon after we did it though.
Well,
I think we didn't want to hold off on it too long.
Another thing to let people know too is we often take breaks from doing interviews, but this is the first time we were taking a break from releasing interviews.
Mm.
That makes sense, right? Yeah. So Melora, that was great. But, you know, she was very genuine and sweet. You know, I had told her at that time that we were just in a conversation. I had said, oh, I'm heading out to LA with my wife and kids in like next month or so. And before I could even finish my sentence, she's like, oh, do you want to meet up for like some dinner or some coffee? I'm like, uh-huh, sure. And she very kindly not only took me out to dinner, but brought me out to a film premiere of hers. I was her date. And it was really cool. It was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after, we had Lita Wise, American Idol winner. You know, we had a lot of really cool people on. I'm cheating here because I'm looking at the list.
I know you are. I can tell.
You know, because I can't trust my memory right now. Another really cool one, though, was Aliana Douglas.
Yep.
That stands out to my mind for sure. And she was also exactly what you expect her to be, just like she is in any other interviews. It's no pretension. There's nothing. She was the same way before the interview as she is, as you see during the interview. The only regret I have with those interviews, and the same goes for the next person I'm going to talk about, is that we had yet to kind of get our production to the point we wanted to. So, you know, the video portion kind of looks a little funky, and we didn't really have our audio under control yet, as we did over the last few months. We've really gotten mm-hmm. our audio and video a lot better. So those interviews are a little bit choppy. Ileana Douglas actually worked out all right, but I'm a little hardened. I know for sure I'm thinking Jason Flom, which is the other person that blew my mind, because Jason Flom is like one of the most powerful people in the music industry, I guess. And that this show has actually made me not really get starstruck by anyone anymore, as much as it's just like, oh wow, this is really cool that we're talking to these people. I think it's important not to put anyone above anyone else or put them on a pedestal by any means, but it's just, it's still really cool to see what they've done. Like, you know, the names that you can just, that guy has been responsible for, the artists he's, oh, my son's talking right now. He's awake. We're going to have to stop in a minute. The names, everyone from Lenny Kravitz to, Lorde and, you know, Dirty Seconds to Mars, all these artists that he helped break, you know, it is quite monumental, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was interesting to have him on and chat with him. But that's the interview I'm thinking of, that the audio, everything just kept messing up, and it's like, oh yeah. My God.
There was a lot of technical problems, and it was just a shame because I'm not gonna say it made us look bad, but it obviously reflects on us a little bit, even though it's completely out of our control. It's really hard to not let that kind of throw you off a little bit.
Especially when we were already nervous, right?
Yeah.
We're already nervous.
Yeah.
But it was what it was, though.
Yeah. You know? And another one that stands out for me, which is one that people really responded to, was Shelley Pykin.
Yeah, I was going to say her, too. I grew up listening to the song Bitch, which I loved. So that was cool that she wrote it.
Yeah. And it's funny, because she wrote Who You Are by Jessie J, which is another song that I really like. And I'm watching this year's X Factor, and one of the girls in this year's X Factor, someone I've never felt as invested in a contestant on a show like this as I do with this girl, this Finnish girl called Sara Aalto. You have to say it in her accent, otherwise it's not right. It's a lot of A's. There's a lot of A's. And she actually did, she performed the song that Shelley Pykin wrote, and she was doing a Facebook Live, and I just happened to see her, and I was like, oh, hey, it's like, I loved your performance of Who You Are. I actually know the writer of the song. I'm just going to send her a tweet with a link to your performance, because I think she'd like to see it. And she was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, wow, you know her, wow. Which is really cool. And I was like, I'm not really dropping the name. I'm just saying I can send her this, so I'm going to send her this.
Right.
Which felt like a pretty cool thing to do. And I don't know, she was another one of those people, very warm, very, very nice. Like, she had a lot of success, but she's clearly the same person that she's always been. And it was really interesting to hear her story and the advice that she would offer to people.
For things to kind of come full circle, I think the highlight for me, over the last 2 years plus is definitely interviewing Nate Barkalow, because, you know, he was of the band Finch, that was just one of my absolute favorite bands and yours too, for a very large chunk of my, mid to late teens and early 20s, and hugely influential on me. And, not only did we bring him onto the show, you know, he was just so kind, so generous with his time. And, I'm very proud to say that we were the first and only to get an interview with him after he left Finch. You know, so we got the exclusive, which was very kind of surreal. It was very, very neat, I'll say. The response to the interview has been one of our best responses, I think. I'd say that's probably one of our top three or five response-wise that people have liked. In addition to that, he was the second person that we did we used him as a little test for this holiday special, since it went so well with JT. We're like, all right, we'll do it with Nate. And, you know what? Enough talking. Here it is.
So, okay. I guess 1 year I got a Christmas ornament that was the family truckster from what do you call it, Christmas Vacation, the movie. I also got a canteen holder for, like, camping. You hold your canteen in it. And also, let's see, what else did
I'm trying
get?
To read his body language to see which one's the real one.
What else did I get that year?
I feel like we need, like, some tense music going on right now for the suspense.
I don't know.
I think it needs to be something really dramatic.
I'm going to guess that the third one's a lie. No, I'm joking.
Oh, and a Hawaiian shirt. I also got a Hawaiian shirt.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Okay, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Do you still have any of these gifts?
I have one of them still.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And that's not really going to help me at
no,
all.
No, why'd you even ask that? No. What does that matter?
I don't have a clue. Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
You're
why
hoping
I asked
he'd
that
slip
question.
And say something or what?
Kind of. Didn't happen.
Okay. Am I gonna go first on this one?
You can go first, yeah.
Oh my god. I want to say the Hawaiian shirt because you were taking a long time to think of that last one, but I think it's the canteen. Now don't tell us yet. Don't tell us yet. So that's I'm thinking it's the canteen, that's the fake one. That's the lie.
I think you were putting some acting skills to good use by pretending to not remember that you got a Hawaiian shirt. So I think that you did get a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
And I think that the Christmas ornament is the lie.
All right.
You're both wrong. It was the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh! It seems so obvious that that was the fake one.
I know.
That's why I thought you were
I took the longest thing. Time without, and I was trying to think of a lie.
Oh, man. Oh. All right, well.
None of us win.
At least
okay.
we both equally lose, Ross.
I guess I was better at that than I thought I was going to be.
You are, yeah.
Oh, so which one of them do you still have?
I still have the canteen holder, I believe.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it's just craziness.
And again, I don't know why I asked that because I'm not going to ask you to show it to us, right?
Oh, Ross is like, this is very interesting. We're very good at our jobs. We're very good at interviewing. Yeah. So where are you going to follow that up with now, Ross? What does that mean?
I'm being a good listener. I'm just not very good. Whatever comes after listening, talking.
At least Ross didn't win.
Yeah. But you got us now. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, aside from connecting with so many awesome people through doing the interviews, we connect with a lot of awesome people who watch the show, listen to the show, you know, and it's really great when we hear, you know, your comments and you tell us, you know, what you like and not so much what you don't like.
Well, sometimes tough love, we need to know that, you know, we did have a guest, we won't mention, but we did have a guest that we were actually quite irritated with, but, you know, because he had suggested that, you know, you do segments, you know, he had said, you know, these interviews are too long. No one's going to sit down for 30. Well, some people are, but, you know, you can't share just a 30-minute interview all the time. You need segments. You need like 2-minute pieces that people are interested in. You know what? Mm-hmm. You were right, Shervin.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. You were right.
I was irritated with him for weeks. I'm not going to lie. Or at least a few days later I was. And then, you know, he was right. He got into my subconscious.
And my thoughts are his heart was in the right place. Yeah. He just didn't execute his delivery very
right,
well.
Right, right, right. We'll forgive you, though.
Those are my thoughts on it.
Right, right. It came off a bit harsh, but, you know, maybe we needed to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode was brought to you by Chris Keaton, Joe Centenary, The Rockstar Advocate, Buck Naked Soap Company, 30 Roses, Wendy Donaldson, and Social Surge. All links are in the show notes. Make sure to check that out. They help keep the show alive. And we will be back next week with part 2 of the special.
But yeah, we do appreciate, you know, everyone that watches the show and listens to the show. And, you know, it's because of you guys that we still do this. So we're going to wrap up just now. Marcio literally is wrapped up warm.
But it's not the end, though.
It's not the end. We didn't want to give you all of our tricks in one go.
Yeah, that's what
you
know? It is, yeah.
So we're going to be back next week. Although we're actually lying, because we're going to record this.
It's all right now. Like, we're just basically spreading it out.
But yeah, you're gonna get some more of us in your eyes and your ears next week. So until then, we're going to leave you hanging. Bye.
She came wrapped up like a Christmas gift, so delicately.